We're in Psalm 51 this morning. We're in verses 1 and 2. David prays for pardon for his sins. In 3 to 5, he actually confesses them. In verses 6 through 14, he prays for renewing grace. And in verses 15 through 17, he promises unfeigned thankfulness. And 18 and 19, he prays for the whole church. Amen. I want to center this morning on verse 15. David says, "Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness." That's from King James. And I want to stress one word in there. O God of my salvation. Not just the wonderful God of the universe, but you are the God of my salvation. He personalizes it. I think that's very significant. In the message it says, "Commute my death sentence, God, my salvation, God, and I'll sing anthems to your life-giving ways." On to verse 15. "O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise." He's already said he's the God of his salvation. And when David says that, he is saying, "You are the God who you say you are, and I believe you are exactly what you say you are, God."
Amen.
And how that affects my life, how you affect my life. He's confessing belief in him, and now he's saying, "Oh God, open my lips so I can show forth your praise." And Message puts it simply, "Unbutton my lips, dear God, and I'll let loose with your praise."
Hallelujah.
Of course, you know I like that one. Amen. That's what we're going to do this morning. And verse 17, "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise that contrite heart." Amen. God loves it when we fall before him and we confess our sins and quit trying to pretend we don't have any and just let the grace of God be showered upon us. That's what he died for, that we might drink in his grace, that we might enjoy it. And the message said, "I learned God worship when my pride was shattered. Heart shattered lives, ready for love, don't for a moment escape God's notice." Amen. I love it. I love it. I learned God worship when my heart was shattered, when my pride was broken. When our pride is broken and we stand before God, something happens inside of us that's good. It's good. And we become humble and grateful and thankful. And all of a sudden, God does fill our mouths with praise. And we rise from that meeting with him with a precious spirit. A precious spirit, both for ourselves. And our relationship with God is restored. But also it puts something in us as we reach out to others. We're forgiven so we can forgive others. Amen. We need to see that. We need to see that. We're all equal at the foot of the cross. Nobody stands one above the other. We come before him and we say, "Jesus, come into my life. I love you. I worship you. I praise you for all that you've done for me." Let's stand and let's say these from the Message Bible, the three verses, 14, 15, and 17. "Commute my death sentence, God, my salvation, God, and I'll sing anthems to your life-giving ways. Unbutton my lips, dear God, and I'll let loose with your praise. I learned God worship when my pride was shattered. Heart-shattered lives, ready for love. Don't for a moment escape God's notice." Oh God, notice us as we lift up our voices in thanksgiving and praise to you. For Lord, we have learned. That is one of the keys of the kingdom.
It is indeed.
Amen.